Proclamation number 3488 of 10th of June, 1945. God's Word and His Power. Where my word resounds, the overwhelming suffering on earth is banished. The human being certainly has to struggle and fight as long as he lives on earth, yet he has profound faith in me and my love. He lives in trust of my help and constantly feels my saving hand which guides him out of all dangers of body and soul. And therefore he will no longer fear adversity, he will not feel it so oppressively, he will only ever faithfully wait for my support, and this is certain for him. Where my word resounds, my love and grace will be evident, and the connection from earth to the spiritual world is obvious. The connection with the kingdom which is mine and which is therefore also everlasting. And the certainty that the person who receives my word is also an aspirant of this kingdom gives him inner peace. He only lives for this world, and he only pays attention to the earthly world as far as his stay on earth still requires it. And thus he consciously strives towards the aim I have set for him. He has found the right path, the path to the eternal home. And he will constantly strive to guide his fellow human beings onto the same path, to instruct them and convey my word to them which informs them of me and my love, of my will and my eternal plan of salvation, so that they, too, will learn to love me and strive towards me, so that I will also be able to lower the peace into their hearts which is triggered by a heartfelt bond with me. My word has to be conveyed to people if they want to become conquerors of the enemy of their souls already on earth, for without my word they'll lack strength, they'll lack knowledge and therefore also the right love for me. Only when I can speak to people, directly or indirectly, mentally or by transmitting my word. Only when they open their hearts and listen to my voice do they enter into contact with me and can now also receive strength directly, for then they cover their earthly path in conscious striving to reach the aim. Then the spiritual kingdom alone is desirable to them and they despise the world. And therefore my word must find entrance with people, and the proclaimers of my word must be constantly active. They must constantly serve me by passing on the word received from me and proclaim my will wherever they have access. The time is hurrying. The earthly world is approaching its dissolution and a spiritual kingdom is approaching people ever more urgently. The true home, which is the final aim of every earthly human being. Yet without my word they will never reach it, without my word they cannot find the path, they don't know me and have no guide, they blindly go their way and walk astray. My word is the signpost, my word is my constant call, and whoever hears this call and complies with it I will draw him to me with all my strength, he will not go astray. He will recognize me at the end of the path and the love of his heart will drive him. He will long for me and I will draw close to him. And my nearness will make him blissful for all eternity. Amen.